Monica Lewinsky, the former White House intern and international punchline, is, as she put it in a piece to be published in Vanity Fair tomorrow, going to stick my head above the parapet, take back my narrative, and give purpose to my past. She reiterates that her affair with then-President Bill Clinton in the 90s, which led to his impeachment, was consensual and something she deeply regrets, but says it's time to stop tiptoeing around my past. Ruth Marcus is a columnist for The Washington Post. Ruth, your first thoughts?
Well, it was a combination of here we go again, having lived through that. And honestly, poor Monica, you had a sad but marvelous phrase, international punchline. I think I called her tragic roadkill.
Yeah.
I find her story very sad. And it was somewhat surprising, actually, to think of Monica Lewinsky at age 40, because she is the person who has least survived this episode. Bill and Hillary Clinton have gone on, and Monica Lewinsky, as you say, remains a kind of international punchline, no matter how much she tries to take back her narrative.
Well, it's interesting that you point out that she is 40, because she's so just frozen in time in many people's minds as the young intern. And yet I was tweeting out this morning, just asking people's thoughts, and a lot of people wrote and said, I'm kind of fuzzy on that. Who is she again?
There is a whole generation, in fact, a whole generation that will be eligible to vote for Hillary Clinton should she run, that weren't really around or aware then. And yet there are those of us for whom it kind of feels like yesterday.
Well, and for her, it's very much in the day, because as she writes, and again, there's some excerpts before tomorrow's publication, she knows her name shows up in pop culture references. Beyonce refers to her. It's a family program. We're not going to talk about the reference, but it has to do with the blue dress. And she apparently addresses that. Monica Lewinsky does tomorrow. So one can imagine that for her, this is very present.
Absolutely. She writes about how it's interfered really with her, and not surprisingly, with her ability to get a job, because either people don't want to hire her because of the baggage that she brings, or they do want to hire her because of the baggage that she brings. And who wants that kind of job? Now, it's not like she's been selling pencils on the street. She has managed to make some money out of her unfortunate celebrity, but it still really, from my point of view, has quite ruined her life.
Well, you mentioned her inability to get a job, which she writes about. Todd Purdom, I think it was, in Politico writes, you know, how can she go on blind dates? They're only half blind. Everybody knows who she is.
You know, you'd have to be really blind.
Yeah, she's never married. She's realizing that she's identifying with other people who've been in this kind of media glare. And she writes that when she decided to reintroduce herself, it was after the suicide of Rutgers University freshman Tyler Clementi. Remember, he was secretly caught on tape by so-called friends, and then web-streamed. He was kissing a young man, and he killed himself. And she writes about how her mother was thrown back to a time when she, Monica Lewinsky, was also suicidal. That's pretty profound.
It was powerful, but I have to say also, I didn't totally buy it as the reason for her deciding to come forward now. After all, that was a terrible episode, but it was 4 years ago. The more obvious reason for her to come forward now is two things. We just had this release of some papers from a friend of Hillary Clinton's, Diane Blair, in which she recounts how Hillary Clinton described Monica Lewinsky as a narcissistic Looney Tune. And we have obviously the potential pendency of a Hillary Clinton presidential bid. I'm sure the Tyler Clementi episode affected Monica Lewinsky, but I kind of have a guess that this is what pushed her over the edge of coming back into the public spotlight.
Well, let's just stay with the Tyler Clementi reference for a second, because she concludes by saying, look, I think I could be of use talking to people who've been humiliated in such a big way, the way I was. Doesn't she have a point there? I mean, if the former president and his wife can move on, can't Monica Lewinsky, in this age where, you know, everybody has a second story, can't that be hers, that she can maybe help other people?
Maybe. I guess I wonder. Look, in the age of the internet, there is this sort of tragedy of instant ghastly celebrity. I guess it's good that Monica Lewinsky would hold herself out as someone who managed to survive really one of the first internet mob attacks. But I think I keep coming back to, I'm not sure if, God forbid, a friend of mine or a family member was going through this. I would hold out Monica Lewinsky as an example of, see, she survived it. I mean, I applaud her for taking back the narrative, but it just remains a sad fact to me that this episode really changed the course of her life in a way that it did not change the course of Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton's life.
Well, meanwhile, you mentioned the potential 2016 presidential run of Hillary Clinton, and others are speculating, as you do, that this may have something to do with that. In fact, Liz Cheney on Fox News says that she thinks it might be the Clintons who were pushing her to get her story out now and not in 2016. Monica Lewinsky apparently laughs at the idea, at the notion that they are making her do anything. You know, there's speculation. She says that the Clintons must have paid me to be quiet. But you conclude that, in fact, whatever Monica Lewinsky does, and it sounds like she's going to be doing something because she says, I'll soon find out what this is going to cost me. So maybe she has some speaking engagements set up. But you say it's actually a good thing for Hillary Clinton.
Well, first of all, let me say that I think Liz Cheney's suggestion that the Clintons have orchestrated this is Looney Tunes, to use a Hillary Clinton phrase. I mean, really, the notion that the Clintons or somebody in their orbit would take the risk of reaching out to Monica Lewinsky, that's just crazy conspiracy thinking.
Well, one could say that the president has done a riskier thing in the past, but I take your point. But what?
Yes, but Hillary Clinton is a much more disciplined and orderly person than her husband was. But I would say that in terms of the political impact for Hillary Clinton, look, there are, as you mentioned, there are people who are going to be voting who really have no memory of this. But it's also true that inevitably Bill Clinton's presidency and Bill Clinton's indiscretions will come up during a Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. And to the extent that Monica Lewinsky has had her say, and so the fourth or fifth or 15th time she has her say, we're all going to be bored by it. It's better for the Clintons that it come out now than that she kind of explode on the scene, say, in the middle of the primaries in 2016 in Iowa.
Well, you point out that Senator Rand Paul is already saying that it's an issue. He's already raised the question of whether Democrats and Hillary Clinton should consort with a sexual predator. This was recently, so he's planning on bringing it up. But Pew Research has been tweeting out and reminding us that Hillary Clinton's highest poll numbers were right after the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
I think here again is a moment where Monica Lewinsky is helping, whether intentionally or not, and I would say not, helping the Clintons, because she describes herself not as the victim of a sexual predator, though she does say her boss, the president, took advantage of her, but as a willing participant in this affair. And so she is somewhat undercutting the Rand Paul, Bill Clinton's a terrible sexual predator narrative.
Yeah. Ruth Marcus of The Washington Post with her thoughts on Monica Lewinsky declaring she wants to take back her narrative. We'll link you to Ruth's column at hereandnow.org. Ruth, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And Jeremy, what a shock. Listeners are weighing in.
Yeah.
L.R. Shearer writes, oh, Lord, why? But Becky Bordeaux says, you know, this woman's life was absolutely ruined by public scrutiny of a stupid thing she did as a young woman. Isn't it possible that what we ought to be examining is our cruelty as a society, not how this affects the 2016 election?
Although when you hear about Monica Lewinsky coming back in and potentially, you know, who knows, a race between a Clinton and a Bush, it does seem like deja vu. Your thoughts, facebook.com/hereandnowradio or hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with A World of Glass, claymation videos set to hypnotic music by artists Natalie Jurberg and Hans Berg. ICABoston.org.